This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Corn Growers Association. Join today and let your voice be heard on policy issues that impact your farm. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, as questions continue in Washington about the future of year-round E15, Iowa leaders say the state is already seeing what expanded access can do. From more fuel choices at the pump to stronger demand for Iowa corn, Iowa Ag Secretary Mike Nagy says the results here are offering a real-world example of how higher ethanol blends can work both for consumers and for agriculture. We'll hear more from the secretary next.
You might think Iowa just grows corn, but the truth is corn grows Iowa. Farmers that invest in the Iowa Corn Checkoff support expanding and building demand for corn in all forms. By pooling our resources, we are able to make a larger impact in research, market development, and education, and increase the return of investment for Iowa farmers. For more information, visit iowacorn.org.
Back in 2022, Iowa lawmakers approved an E15 access standard aimed at expanding availability across the state. Iowa Ag Secretary Mike Nagy says that the policy is now showing measurable results, both at the pump and across the broader ag economy.
Oh, absolutely. And look, this is why Iowa needs to continue to play such a leadership role here. And by walking the walk, if you will, by implementing our own E15 access standard, by working with states, I appreciate all the work of Governor Reynolds in this regard to try to get something moving. Look, Monty's right. You know, if we have to go state by state, we will. But look, I think is so frustrating is our experience here. So we go back to 2022, legislature passes an E15 access standard, meaning if you're a fuel station in the state of Iowa, you have to offer E15 to consumers unless you have there's a waiver process. If you're a small mom and pop, independent fuel marketer, you would have to have a massive infrastructure upgrade in order to carry the fuel. Those are a number of those. But back when we had something like 329 or 330 fueling stations that were carrying E15, that saved Iowans something like $65 million over a 2-year period, just because they chose E15 over E10, 10 to 15 cents per gallon. So those are real dollars, especially when we're talking about affordability. Now, that number today, as we have hit full implementation of the access standard, we're sitting at something like 1,100 fueling stations offering E15, with another couple hundred who will come online in this next year as they make their system upgrades. So what do you think that $65 million is going to do? It's going to be increased by several factors. And so, again, what I keep saying is, look, we know the impact. Grinding another 2 billion bushels of corn in the United States would be a very good thing for corn prices.
Nagy says the numbers tell part of the story, but he adds the biggest impact comes when consumers actually have access to the fuel and can decide for themselves what works best.
I always say this, which is when it's available, consumers will choose it. Why do they do that? Because it has, in Iowa, it's going to show up as unleaded 88 octane, and it's the lowest price on the pump. Highest octane, lowest price, it's what consumers are looking for. So whether you care about ethanol content or not, that is a piece that you can have.
Nagy says that Iowa's experience is becoming a real-world example for other states considering similar policies as lawmakers across the country continue to debate long-term fuel solutions. He says a steady growth in E15 availability shows what can happen when infrastructure investments and policy support move in the same direction, giving consumers more options at the pump while creating additional demand for homegrown fuels. As more stations complete upgrades and new locations come online, Nagy says the expectation is that those savings could continue to grow, reinforcing the role biofuels play in both Iowa's economy and the broader U.S. energy landscape. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman reporting.